Hey guys, you are listening to the Mama Bear Podcast, and I am your host, Mary Susan McConnell. I go by Mary Susan, and I'm so happy that you're with us today. This is a place that I created about a year ago, at this point maybe 18 months, for women who are raising kids with special needs of any age, any diagnosis, to come together, talk about the behind the scenes of our lives, and connect. I always say it, I hope you feel like you're hanging out on my back porch, having a beverage of your choice with some girlfriends. I, myself, am the mom to my beautiful 8-year-old daughter who happens to have profound CP. She has a bright, hot, pink, sparkly wheelchair. She's a feeding tube. We look one way for yes, one way for no. And we deal with some other things, seizures occasionally. Point is, I have always found that if I can speak to other women or men who understand this life, even if their story is not exactly mine, it's super therapeutic to me. So I created the show with that intent, and I always want you to feel like you're hanging out with some friends. So let me tell you about today. Today's going to be a little bit different. Typically, I interview other women about their stories, which, by the way, guys, I have some interviews. I think the term is in the can. Is that the right term? That have already happened that I cannot wait to put out. I mean, they are really, really phenomenal. I'll give you a little sneak peek. No, I won't. Point is, they're really, really good. And they're covering some topics that we have not covered before. And I can't wait for those to be out. Today is not that day. Today, I'm not even talking about a topic on special needs parenting. And I'm not talking to an expert in the field. So what the heck is it? I decided I didn't want to talk about anything mom or parenting related today at all, which I know sounds strange because it's the Mama Bear Podcast, but I think it's important. And let me give you a little backstory. So this week, my daughter, you know, we were rocking and rolling. I kind of touched on this in the episode of Why Is X Happening, where other people sent in their own stories at the moment of why is X happening? Like, what is this? Is this a seizure activity? Is this somebody getting sick? You know, all the questions we have when something is a little out of the norm in our lives. And I always say my story is kind of is on the medical side. Yours may be on the sensory side or on the emotional behavioral or maybe mental health challenges. You know, there's an endless amount of stories. But for me this week, some things started to kind of shift. We started to have some cramps in our legs, which I attributed to dehydration. Okay, so we start to up that. Then we start to have some other stomach issues. Then we started to wake up in the middle of the night, just things that I'm going, okay, I'm rolling with it. I'm trying to figure it out. And in that season, we've actually had a really huge win this past Saturday. My husband and I and my daughter went and did a race at our school that benefited not only the athletics, but also the transition team, transition classrooms for the high school for special education, which I just finished my doctorate in special education focusing on adults, and my dissertation was all about the transition experience. So getting to do anything personally for that was exciting, but what was incredibly exciting was seeing my daughter do this race. Sean and AB had been practicing for a long time in our jogger. I've mentioned before that she has had some pretty intense challenges with new places. It's a depth perception thing. We memorize spaces. And he really spent a solid maybe 3-4 weeks running across the street into different parts of a neighborhood and getting her used to being in areas that she wasn't used to seeing in the jogger, because we knew the race would be somewhere we had never been before. And guys, they did it. And getting to see the community come out and seeing all these different kids and their parents. And also, let me say this, seeing other kids having a hard moment the way that you know your child might, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. And I'll say every student that participated, even though there was some anxiety for a lot of people at the beginning, they all rocked it. They all rocked it. And I think as a parent, when you know your child might have anxiety in a situation, seeing them not only rock it, but then seeing their peers that are also in a similar boat and seeing them rock it, it makes me like boohoo. It makes me boohoo because I know how hard these kids are working and I also know how hard the parents are working. And to see the community come out was amazing. So we had posters. Afterwards, she got a honey bun I gave her a honey bun. They had medals. It was just really, really fun. So it was a huge win. So we got to do that. And then the next day, we took my husband to the airport because he's flying to Europe to go on tour. He's a musician. So that's where he is. And I kind of am back here brainstorming this stuff, of course, with him over the phone, but we're kind of watching her and trying to figure out what's going on. And I decided today, when I came in to record the show I was going to record, that I didn't want to talk about mom-related things anymore at the moment. I've been talking about it for weeks. Is it this? Is it this? Is it this? Is it this? Is it that? Is it that? Is it that? Studying all these things. And I thought, I'll be damned if I say one more thing related to parenting. So I thought some of you may feel the same way. And this show is all about connecting and feeling, like I said, that you're hanging out with some girlfriends on the porch. So I thought, all right, if I had my girlfriends on the porch right now, what would we be talking about? And so I made a list. I'd be talking about the documentary I just watched. I'd be telling them about some of my favorite books. I might be telling them about my experience with my latest venture into lash extensions. the list goes on. So we're going to be talking today about 6 or 7 completely not serious. The documentary is serious, but it's not a hard topic. Just lighthearted stuff that you would be talking to your girlfriends with about, because I think that it's nice to obviously speak about things that are not parenting related with people, though, who get your life. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? Where they know, okay, you might be dealing with, for example, I have a girlfriend who we both know that our kids can be dealing with similar things with G-tubes and with epilepsy and with all that. But we will send jokes to each other that have nothing to do with parenting. And isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? So a few housekeeping things. One, I was recently interviewed for my doctoral work on the Loma podcast, which you have heard me talk about before. Kim is a good friend of mine and she is amazing. And I was super honored to be a part of her series on transition planning. Her podcast is about 12 episodes in a chunk, all about one specific topic in the world of special needs parenting. She has a daughter who is a teenager and she is always figuring out what life will look like and taking that information, these very important interviews with experts in the field and putting them out. So she has a series on housing. She has a series on safety. She has just, it's unreal the amount of knowledge that she's imparting to us. And so she's doing a transition series and I was super honored to be a part of that. So you can go check that out on her podcast, the Loma podcast. And let me tell you right now, I'm going to tell you right now the episode number of that so that you don't have to search. It is episode 87. IEP transition planning, does it work? What research shows? I got to chat about my dissertation, which was super fun. And the second housekeeping thing is this. Tickets go on sale in less than a week for the Mama Bear soiree and live recording of the show. I know you've heard me talk about this, but in case you haven't, on November 3rd, 2019, in Nashville, Tennessee, in a very intimate setting, in a cool, hip home, in a really trendy neighborhood here in Music City, we are having a soiree. Come meet other moms who are raising kids with special needs, have a cocktail, have a mocktail, get some really great appetizers. It's going to be catered by one of Nashville's finest. Go outside if weather permits and lounge on the rooftop deck under the stars with women who get your life. Go to the outdoor fire. And then halfway through, we're going to come into the living room and I'll do a recording. I'm going to do the recording of the 100th episode of this show. I'm so excited. And you will be an audience in that experience. So swag bags, You will not believe what's going in these bags. I'm blown away every day as more products come in. Photo booth, super fun. I always say the attire is fancy free. I will be wearing likely fun pants, sparkly boots, a jacket, perhaps a spray tan, because why the hell not? And it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Tickets go on sale. They're $50. They cover all of that. The seat at the showing. These are not drink tickets. These are, if you want a drink, we'll get it for you. And this is a night for you. So you're not going to walk in and if you come by yourself, you're not going to be like, I don't know anybody. Believe me, it will be like you've just met your best friends. I mean, we are so excited for you to be there. And this is a night for you to relax. So it's going to be like this. What can we get you to drink? Go enjoy the fire. Go do this and we'll get it for you. What? So it'll be a lot of fun. Tickets go to my newsletter list first on September 30th. This is an intimate event. It's a house. We chose something cozy and warm and nice. We didn't want it to feel like a sprawling estate where you could get kind of lost in the East Wing and not meet anybody. We want it to feel like girlfriends hanging out in the house. So these are limited tickets. Be ready. September 30th. Those go on sale on my newsletter list, which you can find at marysusanmcconnell.com or on Instagram. And then they go on sale for everyone else October 1st. All right, guys. Really long intro to a really lighthearted episode. Let's do this. Six things, kind of seven, they kind of separate. Seven things, maybe we'll call it 6.5. Things that I love that I wanted you to know about. This is in no way me selling anything, like I said. This is just, hey, you're on my porch, we're hanging out. Hey, have you heard about such and such? Let's chat about it. So first thing I want to talk about is the three-part docuseries Inside Bill's Brain. Have you seen this on Netflix? I saw it advertised, maybe 2 weeks ago and thought, I cannot wait until that thing comes out. And I'll tell you what, yesterday while my daughter was resting because she's had, you know, an interesting week, I watched all three parts. I think they're about 45 minutes each. I don't know. It's a fog. But I'll tell you what, it was riveting. It takes you, it's like this. They do a simultaneous where he is now, what he's doing, and then in the past. And sometimes the past takes you all the way to childhood. Sometimes it takes you to the beginning of Microsoft. And the storylines really kind of go hand in hand, but are like one on top of each other. You know, you don't stay too long in the present and you don't stay too long in the past. And good gosh, I really love his wife, Melinda Gates. That was super fun to watch her and everything they're doing with their foundation, but also just the beginning days of Microsoft and his brain. I mean, for example, his private school realized so early on when he was a teenager how gifted he was in regards to logic and mathematics and solving problems. That when they combined campuses and had to get 400 kids' class schedules to work between two campuses, and there's, you know, no real quick matrix on a computer to just da-da-da-da-da. I mean, I remember watching my friends do the schedules when I was a teacher. And, I mean, this is in, you know, the 2000s and how complicated that was. So going backwards, they got him to do it. And he said he would sleep in cots in the school and work on this during the summer. And he was just a teen. And so getting to see his life move forward, I don't know, y'all. It was really interesting. It was also super interesting to see the relationship he has with his wife. Because I think when you watch him, I don't know, you know, everything we see in the news, everything we've seen just as him in general, it's almost like a kind of two-dimensional, very smart, technologically incredibly gifted individual, but you don't really think about his emotional life. Seeing him with her, was really interesting. It was really, really cool because you got to see this part of him that, you know, you don't see anywhere else. So I thought that was really, really good. 3-part series. It was so darn good. I think I might start it again tonight. It's one of those things where you want to rewatch it. And I have to say, the problems that he's tackling, just saying, okay, we got to figure this one out, is really impressive. His days now, dealing with polio, energy, climate crisis, the list goes on. So, highly suggest. Okay, second thing, Heather McMahon. Who out there is watching Heather McMahon? Heather McMahon is on Instagram. Okay, that's where you're going to find her. And I had seen a friend tag her in something like, oh my gosh, watching Heather in Italy is hysterical. And so I went there and I watched her stories and I was crying laughing. And so I went ahead and hit follow. That was when she had roughly 170,000-ish followers on Instagram. Maybe that was 6 months ago. She now has in the 300s. She is a comedian and she is just incredibly not only funny, but honest and transparent about her life in the platform of Instagram stories. That's where you're going to find her. She's done acting gigs. She is an actress. So you may occasionally see her in something like that. But following her Instagram stories every day is just hysterical. She got to co-host the Today Show recently. I mean, a lot of people are picking up on how hysterical she is. And she went ahead and made a tour. I think it was in 12 shows in 8 days tour, her first comedy tour, there we go. And she called it the farewell tour, which is hysterical because she said none of us really know how this one's going to go. So in case it's the last. She sold it out the entire tour in like 30 minutes. And watching this woman do her thing is amazing. She also has a podcast out called the Absolutely Not Podcast, which I enjoy. Her fiance, who she's been with for, I think, 9 years, they're living in New York together. He is amazing. They recently did a show together. Like any comedian, it goes for almost anything. Any show I watch, anything, there's going to be jokes where I think, oh my God, no. But I will say, I normally feel that way hardly any person of the time. And normally it's nothing she has said. It's something that a guest on her show has said. And I think, oh man, I don't really appreciate that. But overall, yes. Absolutely yes. To Heather McMahon, hysterical. All right, moving on. If you are into some good, solid memoir, but light reading, something that's going to make you laugh, because I'll be damned if I want to pick up another heavy textbook right now. I just finished, I finished it when I was 34, school, because I did, I finished high school, and then I just kept going back. Now I'm done. I don't want to pick up another damn textbook. I do like reading nonfiction, and I'm the type of person, I don't know how you do it. I read like literally 8 books at a time. And then once I'm about halfway through, and I'm keeping up with all of them, once I'm about halfway through one of them, then I kind of zone in and finish that one out. That's how I do nonfiction, typically. Fiction is something that I can really grab a hold of and just stick with until I'm finishing the last page. And years ago, I became addicted to Haven Kimmel. She's the author. Her Zibby books. There's two that I just, oh my God, they're a memoir of her own life. And it's A Girl Named Zippy. That's the first one. And you just gotta do it. I mean, it's so funny. And it's kind of written in essay form, but it does go chronological, that I very often would pick up the book and read an essay out loud, and Sean and I are just like howling, laughing. And then the second one after that that you need to read, still Haven Kimmel, same characters of her family, is She Got Up Off the Couch, which is about her mother. And the way she writes, you know, I haven't picked these up in a while, but I'm tempted to now that I'm speaking about them. It's like you see things, as a reader, you're discovering it through the eyes of whatever age she is speaking of. So, for example, there is a moment, you know, I don't want to give everything away. I'll say this. You start to realize as a reader, she doesn't ever just come out and say, Mom was depressed and she wasn't getting up off the couch in the first book. But when you really start to dig down and go, how did Mom not know that was in her? Why did Mom not go upstairs in the kids' room? You then start to put the pieces together because she's telling you from a child's perspective. It's just genius. It's just genius. And so then the second one, she got up off the couch, is just heroic. It's about coming to grips with this being on the couch all the time and getting up and going to school. And her mom went back to school and how did she do it? And there's some really hilarious moments in there. And there's also some really tender, difficult ones. But oh my God, there are a few books in my life that I go back and read. I mean, truly, it's like, I'm done. Even if I just really loved it. This one, like I said, I pick it up all the time. I treasure these copies. And as I'm speaking to you, I'm looking on my phone and she has so many other books and I'm not sure that they're, I think a lot of them are fiction. I don't know. I'm going to have to go discover them. So that's my new bookstore purchase. I'm going to get some more Haven Kimmel books. Good grief. Do it. All right. I told you that I would let you in on some fun news with the lashes. Okay, here's the deal. I live in Music City. People have been having lash extensions. If you don't know what I'm talking about, obviously there's fake lashes that you like press, you glue on your eyes. People do this obviously for like certain events. It's typically people don't do that every day, but some people do. You know, I don't have a clue. Maybe a lot of people do it every day. I don't know. I had never once worn fake lashes in my life, period, until an award show about 3 months ago. Never, because I do not trust myself. I mean, I don't even put eyeliner on the top of my lids. I do the thing, I pull my lid out, I do all the stuff you're supposed to do. As soon as I'm done, I look up and the line is like almost to my eyebrow. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. So I wear very minimal makeup. I don't wear foundation. I get it done in 30 seconds, truly. I mean, truly. That's not a joke. When I have spoken before that I live by a timer in regards to getting stuff done quickly, and I give myself 5 minutes in the morning to get ready. That's not like oops. That's the amount of time it takes. That's getting dressed, everything. But you know, this is part of taking a shower at night and throwing your hair up in a bun, and there's some things that make that go quicker. All that to say, never worn fake eyelashes, would never trust myself to apply them. Until Professional was applying them for an award show. My husband's a musician, so it was a music event. And a few of my friends have been getting eyelash extensions for years. Here's the difference. And again, a lot of you are like, yeah, we get it. We know the difference. But essentially, they glue a lash onto each of your natural eyelashes. So it's not a big strip that can come off. It's lash by lash by lash. And it's kind of a permanent thing. Like they stay on until your lash falls off, typically. And then you, every few weeks, 2-3 weeks, get a fill and kind of fill in the blanks of which ones have fallen off or grown out and blah, blah, blah. And so this has become kind of a norm. I'm seeing people, I used to only see it here because of my friends who are artists and would want this done for the stage. And then I started to see it everywhere, like everywhere, all over. Small towns, big towns, you know, lash places popping up. Everyone I'd see was like, oh my God, where'd you get yours done? Yada, yada. So I'd been thinking about it for a solid 3.5 years, maybe 4. And it went from one of those things where, to, yeah, tell me more about that. And I hesitated because of the commitment that you have to get them filled in every 2-3 weeks. And I thought, how am I going to do that? But you know what? I just freaking decided, let's do it. Let's do it. And if I want to get them taken off, I can. So I got them done. And here is the most beautiful part of this process. First of all, the amazing woman that does my lashes, she comes to your house. So I don't have to go anywhere. And I plan it when AB's at school and Sean is around, hopefully, so he could take a call and run out if they need us at school. The one time he wasn't around, I had a friend there and everyone knew if my phone rings to answer and this is what you do, yada, yada. Because your eyes are taped shut. Like there's no just kind of like squinting and looking at the phone, at least in my experience, which is the beauty of this process. You're completely off the grid. It's a mandatory off the grid 30 minutes if you're doing like a refill, or an hour or more if you're doing the first full experience. Here's the thing. I didn't know because, like I said, I wear almost no makeup. I did not want it to be like over the top. And so we both, you know, the lash artist said, let's start pretty subtle. And I agreed with that. I am in love with them. You don't put mascara on them. So I'm not dealing with that, which sounds like such a small thing when people say, I don't have to deal with mascara. Well, it actually feels like a big thing when you're not dealing with it. It really does. And you're not dealing with it falling down. My eyes look brighter to me because I don't think I realized how much mascara during the day was just kind of falling off onto my face. And then I'm like reapplying concealer and wiping my face, blah, blah, blah. It also creates a lash line on top that almost looks like the eyeliner experience that I had been working so hard on that had never figured out how to handle. So that's great. And they really last a long time. I've gotten one fill at this point at 3 weeks. I think it was about 3 weeks. I think I'll do it next time at 2 weeks just so I'm not pushing it. And it's pretty affordable. It's really a good time. Like I said, it's here at the house. And now I'd say I can take my 5-minute routine down to maybe 3.5. Oh boy, but it's true. So I love them. If you're thinking about it, do it. As one mom, a friend I have on Instagram messaged me who has been doing this for a long time. She said, it is my thing. It's my thing that I do for myself. And it really is. I mean, it feels luxurious, which is what I think we all need a little bit more of in our lives. So A+ to the lashes thing. A++. All right, speaking of things like that, let's see, I'm looking at my list. What do I want to talk about next? I'll talk about dresses. So I am a pretty big minimalist when it comes to clothes. This is not necessarily on purpose. This is just the way I do my life. As soon as I'm done with something, it's getting hauled off to Goodwill. My husband's the same way. So when you look at our clothes collection together, it's hysterical. It fits into one closet that is not a walk-in. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. We keep the pieces that we're enjoying at the moment. Why the hell am I going to keep a sweater from 2007 that I don't want to put on my body? Why would I do that? So I get rid of stuff a lot. That being said, I always find myself in a pickle when I have an event to go to. And because of my husband's career in the music industry, sometimes these events are, you know, just fun gigs, but sometimes they're pretty substantially, you know, good formal. You got to wear something super nice, like a gown. And I'm always, you know, I talked to a few months ago, my friend who's an artist messaged me at, I think it was like 2 p.m. And she said, hey, I got a ticket to the, or not a ticket. She had a spot for the CMT Awards. And she said, do you want to go with me? And I was like, yeah. She knew it would be in a seat that was going to be televised, A. But B, without even blinking, she wrote down, I have dresses here for you. Just show up at my house because we're about the same size. She knew there was no chance in hell I had something in that teeny tiny closet that would work. So I've decided recently, I don't necessarily want to be in a pickle. I know these events are coming up. I would love to be able to have some choices. So I don't know if you've ever shopped at Lulu's, and this is not a advertisement because I haven't gotten the pieces back yet. So I'll let you know. But I was holding AB. It was probably middle of the night. Last night? It was a two-night shopping experience. It was one of those things where you put it in the cart and you say, I'll think about it. So at 2 a.m., two nights ago, I was putting things in the cart while she's just falling asleep on my lap in the dark living room. And then last night, find myself back there at 2 a.m. on the couch with her. And I looked back over the cart, and that's when I pulled the trigger and bought the things. But I have got, I got five dresses off there that I think are going to be really good. They're like unique. They're my style. We've got some cool lace. We've got some cool, like, I don't know the word, bell sleeves. We've got some cool jumpsuits. We've got black. We got red. We got some cool stuff coming in. So that should be showing up in the next week. And some of these dresses were as low as $30. Some of them were more expensive. But I didn't pay, I don't think I paid anything over $75. I don't know. So we will see. We will see. I am not opposed to when people spend, you know, a good amount of money on a really solid piece. Not opposed to it. But for me to be shopping online and just wanting some options, I'm pumped to see them. And, you know, I'll return them if they don't work. But hopes are high, guys. Hopes are high. So Lulu's, let me know if you've ever shopped there. So again, I don't know. We'll see how the experience goes. But so far, I'm pleased. All right, last thing. Fake nails. Guys, so many people ask me when I'm out and about, and I haven't put them on in a long time, about my nails, where I get my nails done. I'll tell you where I get them done. I get them done in aisle 2 of the Walgreens for $7. I used to go to the salon, and I think that's really fun. And I used to get the gel nails. I used to do the acrylic nails. And I'm sure, you know, there might be seasons in my life where I go back to that. I get kind of claustrophobic if I have the acrylics on too long and I can't get down to my natural nail. I have been known to just really force that sucker off, and that's not good for your nails. So I hesitate to do that. Also, it's kind of the thing of having to keep it up. That being said, do it if you want to do it. If you've never done gel nails, if you've never done acrylic nails, but you've thought about it, it's super fun. And like, I may go back to that. But for now, especially with my pottery, I have a pottery studio here. I can't have nails while I'm doing that, but I still like to have some fun things occasionally when I'm not doing pottery. So years ago, way back when I was getting my bachelor's degree in middle school teaching, I discovered these fake nails. I can't even tell you the brand, but I'll say this. When you go to the drugstore, they're not the ones in the skinny package that look like a child size. I've tried those, and I have small-ish hands, and they are like child size. They're the ones that look more substantial. And, but you know what? Those others might work for you. It all just depends on your own hand. But get the ones with the glue. And I would put them on my hands, and literally, classmates would say, "Where are you getting your nails done?" And I would pull out the package and show them, and they would be like, "What?" And I still do this however many years later. They come in different colors. I never paint them. I saw an interview once where Beyonce said she puts on these types of, I don't know what brand, but like press-on nails, and then she gets them professionally manicured. There's so many bonuses to it. Are you going to have to take them off because it gets wonky? Absolutely. This is not something that you can just keep on your hands for a long time. But here are the tips. A, keep extras in your purse all the time. You do not want to be out at a nice restaurant and all of a sudden your nail pops up and you got no solution. 2, buy extra glue. Sometimes the glue that comes in the package, for whatever reason, is all dried up. I don't know why it does this, but what you don't want to have happen is you're excited to put on your nails and then you can't. Buy extra glue in the individual packages. Keep that in your purse as well. Then you're golden. You're good to go. There are some matte ones that are purple that I love. There's some, in college, I used to do the French tip ones. Now I like the painted ones. It's so super easy. And then the glue really does, if you do it well, if you really put on the, don't put a teeny tiny drop, you're going to be disappointed. You need to put like a solid layer. If you really want to overdo it, you're like, no way in hell does this thing need to pop off during this event. You need to put glue on the nail, on the fake one and your own, and then press it. But guys, be careful. This glue is intense. Like you could easily get your fingers stuck together. So put those on. enjoy your night. And then there's a few ways you can get them, you can take them off. But really, if you just kind of naturally let it start to wear, you're going to be able to just peel it off yourself. It's been golden. One time I put, they sometimes come with like stickers that you can use. I would not suggest that because they get really, in my opinion, loose. However, one time by accident, I put the stickers on and I was like, okay, this is not good enough. So then I pulled those off, but the stickers are still attached, and then I put glue down. All right. That works if you're like, I don't want these suckers to come off for 6 weeks. I mean, that is like a super glue combo. They don't suggest that, I don't think. But I used to, in college, when this first occurred to me, I was like, is water getting under my nail beds? How am I going to bathe? How am I going to do this? If you keep that glue just really tight, it's not a thing. But if you're going to wash dishes or something, just throw on some gloves. But if it's just hopping in and out of the shower, it's not a thing. And if you do feel, you'll know. If it feels like something, you know, water or it got too loose, pop it off, get a new nail because they come with extras, and glue it right back on. Super simple, but super, super fun. All right. So that's my list of non-parenting topics that I wanted to discuss today. And I hope you enjoy. Again, check out Inside Bill's Brain. Check out Heather McMahon. Get Haven Kimmel, the Zippy books. If you're needing some interesting attire, check out Lulu's again. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'll show you on Instagram, I'm sure. Fake nails from Walgreens, $7, can't go wrong. And my current review of my lash extensions is run, don't walk. If you're considering it, go do it. Go do it. Like a friend, this is how I always feel before I paint a wall. I think about it so long, and then somebody will say, you can always paint it back. And I think, yeah, but it'll take some work. Yeah, but at least you've seen how it goes and you can quit thinking about it. So if you get the lashes and you're like, no, not for me, get them taken off. It does take some work, but whatever. All right, friends, thank you for being here. Again, tickets go on sale September 30th. We can chat about all this kind of really profound subjects together over a glass of wine. Wouldn't that be nice? And guys, I can guarantee it, I will be in my fake nails, without a doubt. Probably some purple ones. Come hang out with me. Again, you can get those tickets September 30th if you're on my newsletter list, which you can do from marysusanmcconnell.com or marysusanmcconnell on Instagram. Hit the link tree, scroll down to newsletter, and you got it. Thank you guys for being here. As always, I appreciate you. I am thinking about you. Anytime that I'm in a season where it feels a little exhausting, a little confusing, a little what's going on, I am thinking about all the other women out there who are in their own season. And I am guessing a lot of you listening are in that right now. So cheers to us. I'm raising my coffee mug. Hold on, let me grab it. All right. I'm literally raising my coffee mug to us. We're kicking ass. Let's do this. Go get yourself something fun. Watch a documentary. Read a book. Godspeed, y'all. Thanks for being here. Bye-bye.